It's interesting when we see an architect draw a line from here to here, what a line means in your world.
It's funny when you work with a client, and I think architects and engineers both assume that everyone can interpret drawings. It's kind of shocking, and it happens even to me now when you show some drawings and you're talking to people. They're nodding their head yes, but they really don't know what you're talking about because they're looking at two-dimensional drawings. And that's one of the incredible things about the technology that I was talking about. I was working with an architect and a landscape designer, both very capable, and talking to a client, communicating a design, and the client was just not really happy with what they were saying. They weren't unhappy, they just weren't feeling, you know, yeah, that's the direction we want to go. The young architect said, I will spend the weekend and model this up on the computer and have some things ready for you on Monday. And on Monday, they showed the client this three-dimensional image with known landmark buildings around it and was able to fly through the area from a bird's eye view, look at what the project was going to be like, move around it and discuss it. And if the client said, well, what if this happened, could change it on the fly on the computer. And right then and there, a light bulb went off and all of a sudden there was excitement, there was enthusiasm for the project, there were ideas and input that couldn't be made based on an elevation and a plan and a section. That is one of the really exciting things. Architects, for, I guess, hundreds of years, have been able to draw perspectives, developed a technique for perspective, and could create a three-dimensional view of something, but not instantaneously fly through it, not walk through it. Sometimes, because you can, you shouldn't necessarily. There's some things that could be done now that maybe shouldn't be done. But one of the other incredible outcomes of computerized design is 3D printers. There are people working right now with three-dimensional printing of buildings. So you put it in the computer and you have it spit out concrete or steel or plastic, and it creates your building right there in piecewise fashion. That's happening today. Not very much, but in the future. You know, one of the things that amazed me about 3D printing and what kind of turned the light bulb on in my mind about it was a guy that demonstrated a wrench and said, okay, so you're in outer space and you need a wrench, but you can't stock all these wrenches in the space station, but you can stock a very strong plastic there. And if you need a wrench for a particular tool, you print it out.
Yeah, amazing.
Fantastic.
Do you think you had to be a better architect back when Bob was to get these big jobs, that today maybe an average architect taking advantage of all the technology experiences a successful career?
It's very similar. You have to have the confidence that he had to sell your design philosophy, but I think that the tools that were used by all architects back then were pretty similar.
Yeah.
And I think the tools that are used now, there are architects that still draw by hand, and there are architects that use simple programs like AutoCAD. There are architects that use programs that do three-dimensional generation of buildings, and there's programs that can print out the building afterwards and everything in between. There's the capability to go take a laser device and put it in a building and have it measure the existing building down to an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
There aren't very many architects that are doing that, but there are some in Tulsa. One architect might go take a week to field measure an existing building, and another architect with this technology can go spend a half a day and get the same thing.
Bob is looking at you with amazement and shaking his head as you talk about that.